Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Demai with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Hamadir es chaveru sheyocha etzlo. Someone who takes a vow in order to coerce his friend to eat by him. He says, I swear nothing I own will be able to be of benefit to you. You know, you won't be allowed to use any of my stuff if you don't eat by me. So that's what that means. Who eno ma'amino al hamaisros, and the person who's doing the inviting isn't someone who's reliable when it comes to tithes. Ocho imo b'shabbos harishona. He can eat with him the first Shabbos. Ba'afal pisha eno ma'amino al hamaisros, even though this person is not well known for being a good tither. Ubilvad sheyomer lo musarin hein. On the condition that the inviter assures him that the food he's serving him has in fact been tithed. Uba Shabbos Shnia, but on the second Shabbos, Afal Pi Shenadar Mimenu Hanaya, even though he takes a vow forbidding this person any benefit from his possessions should he refuse, Lo Yochal Ad Sheyaser, he cannot eat there until the food has been tithed. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Hamadras Chaveru Sheyachal Imo, someone who takes a vow, coercing his friend to eat by him. To Amarle, he says to him, Kona masha ata neheneli, it's forbidden what you can benefit from me, im ein ata so eid etzli, if you don't eat by me. Shabbos HaRishona, the opinion of the Barton Uro is, Shal Seudas Nisuin Lebacha Shenasa Basula. We're talking about Shever Brachas for a couple who's getting married for the first time. Hitirlo Le'ochel Imo Mishum Eba. They permitted him to eat there in order to prevent bad will, so that it shouldn't create conflict. Now, this is not to say that we can eat things that are treif in order to prevent conflict, but remember that demai is a case of doubt, and the odds are that the food is probably tithed. So normally we're stringent in a case of doubt, but here they relax the stringencies because of the circumstances, so that he assures him it's tithed, and because of the circumstance, we permit him to act leniently. But the second Shabbos? No. That you can't do, because we're not going to let this guy do that as an eternal holding over his head in order to coerce him meal to meal. There's going to reach a point where he has to act stringently, even though the other person won't like it. So let him clean up his act and become somebody who's reliable when it comes to tithes. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Adam Tzarech Likros Shem LeMaiser Ani Shel Demai. Someone does not need to designate Maiser Ani, the tithe for the poor, from Demai. To designate means to say that the portion of produce on that side of the pile is for the poor. The Chachamim Omrim, the sages say, Korei Shem Ve'eno Tzarech L'Hafrish. He does have to designate it, but he doesn't have to physically separate it and distribute it to the poor. Barton Uro, Ein Tzarech L'Kros Shem L'Maiser Ani Shel Demai. He doesn't have to designate poor tithe from Demai. Delot Nechshadu Ami Ha'aretz Ai Maiser Ani. The less learned people are not suspected when it comes to the tithe for the poor. Shehem lodim sheperus shetivulim lemaiser ani heim b'misa. They know that there is a heavenly death penalty if they don't separate this particular tithe. Umafrishin oso, so therefore they separate it. However, this is not a particularly stringent thing to eat, so velochin osam la'atzman. So they separate it, but they keep it for themselves. The Chachamim Omrim, the sages say he has to designate this tithe, but he doesn't have to separate it. Afal pi chein, kori lo shem. Even though you think that the unlearned person will have designated it, you still have to designate it yourself. Shehare enu mafsid klum bezeh, because there's no loss involved with designating it, so why not? The enu tzarech lahafrish, because he doesn't have to actually separate it, v'litin la'ani, and give it to the poor. Why doesn't he have to do this? Mishum da'ani havi b'zeh motzi mechaveru, v'hamotzi mechaveru olav haraya. Because in this case, the poor who would take it is taking property from someone else. And someone who wants to take property from someone else, the burden of proof is on him. So in this case, he has to separate it just in case the unlearned person he got it from didn't do it. But he doesn't have to distribute it because it may have been done, and the burden of proof, if they want to take it, is on the poor to show that this produce had not previously had the Maaser Ani distributed. That's the end of Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Join us tomorrow. We will continue with Mishnayos Daled and Hay.